What's up, Who Dat Nation, and welcome to the Dome Patrol United Saints Podcast.
What's up, Who Dat Nation, and thanks for joining us on the Dome Patrol Podcast Network live stream draft night party. I am Jeff. I am one of your hosts. We have everybody's a host tonight. It's a big party we have with us. I'm not going to do the big intros unless y'all want to do the intros. Yeah, let's intros.
We got 5 hours. What else
we can talk about? We got to hurry up before the Saints trade
everybody
up.
Everybody take about 5 to 10 minutes to introduce themselves.
Yeah, right.
Saints, well, you know, the Saints are going to trade up and get the second pick, so we got to get through this pretty quick. All right.
We'll take time with the outros.
Let me check here. Yeah. So we'll do a few checkpoints. For those of you just joining us or tuning in or watching later, the way we do things on the Dome Patrol main show is when we do introduce everybody, we ask, what's your number? Your number on a drunk scale from a scale from 1 to 10. So we will do Dome Patrol checkpoints throughout the night as well to see just how drunk Jason gets. And I guess everybody else. You'll know Jason's number's high when he starts rambling.
All right, and so, repeating.
That's right. Put your seatbelts on, keep your hands and legs inside your earbuds at all times, and enjoy the show. Jason, speaking of you, welcome to the show. What's your number?
I'm in between a 0 and a 1. I do have a... I'm starting off with a little energy and a little Monster and vodka.
Dr. Monster.
But I'll be... This is the only one of these, and I'll switch. I got some tin cup whiskey I'll probably be drinking for a while, and then I'll switch to beer. Might mix in a little wine. I'm going all over.
All right. Good deal. Right above me on the screen here, there's Dave Romero from the BS and Beer Saints podcast. You can listen to it on the Dome Patrol Podcast Network. You can also tweet them, follow them at BS and Beer Media. Dave, welcome to the show. What's your number?
I don't have one yet, and I don't drink a lot, but I will. I will. By the time you hit a checkpoint later, I'll have a couple of beers.
All right. Okay, let's go to the left of Dave. We've got James from the Dome Patrol Anchor Network. James, welcome to the party. What's your number? Not the show, the party.
I would say I'm probably a 2 already. I started drinking fairly early because obviously don't forget I'm in the future. So I started earlier than you did. I've had a beer.
Did the same straight up?
not yet.
It's number one? We're taking Lawrence? Holy shit.
I'm drinking rum and coke tonight, or rum and Pepsi. And because I don't drink,
gotta make the Pepsi better.
I'm gonna be a 10 by the time we finish tonight.
Wow. And it's 1 a.m for you, right?
It is 1 a.m yes.
Ooh-wee. Oh Lord.
All right, scrolling across the top to the other side, we got Wes. I'll call you Wes, right? Not Wesley. Wes. I think I've heard Dave call you Wes on the show. From the BS and Beer Saints podcast, Wes, welcome to the show. Welcome to the party. What's your number?
I'm with Jason, the 0 to 1, doing the energy drink and vodka, and then leading into bourbon and whiskey later.
Very nice.
Very nice.
All right. That's going to be belligerent, I'm sure. Just south of Wes on your screen is Billy Gunn from Taking the Over with Billy Gunn, another show that you can listen to for free on the Dome Patrol Podcast Network. Welcome to the party, Billy Gunn. What's your number?
Dude, I'm a 0. Yeah, as you know that I don't do the booze anymore. Working on one day of sobriety right now.
Hey,
well done, sir.
That's right.
Now, can I ask you, Billy? Do you have the mullet and a man bun? So you kind of going old school, new school?
I mean, you can see it, man.
Barely see it, man.
Don't look at the cameras.
It is.
Look at that.
I was gonna say there's no wind blowing to kind of let it, you know.
Right, the Fabio. Yeah.
Right.
Jeff, so I'm excited to be 5 hours. Yeah.
Let's finish the intros here. All right, Scott at the very bottom next to Jason. That's Scott from the Dome Patrol podcast. Scott and the Tiger's Den podcast. Scott, welcome to the party. What's your number?
I just got home from bringing the kids soccer practice, so I haven't technically started drinking yet, but as soon as I finish eating this pizza, I'm kicking into high gear.
Do you have
maybe
any
I
more pizza
up
you can send to me? Tell your girls to
I
bring me some?
I do, but it's raining, so you'd have to come get it.
Mm. Yeah, well, I can run in a show, so.
We don't need you. Is it delivery? We've done the intros. It is, I don't know, Walmart frozen pizza.
Yeah, I don't know. The 420 Hijinks show, there was no intro and no outro.
Yeah. That was done on purpose because it was 420.
Yeah.
That's what you get on 420.
Don't you wish everyone had some goddamn integrity? Well, soon everyone can.
All right. Wesley's with me on the pizza. He's got the pizza with him.
Well, I'm going to eat some pizza later.
And then over here to the right is our first honored guest. For the second year in a row at the second annual Draft Night Party, we have Darth Saint. He is not on screen right now, which I just realized as I'm talking. he's not there. But
I'm texting
so Darth
him
Saint,
now.
How you doing? Well, oh, there he is! Oh,
there he is.
We've summoned the Darth Saint.
I don't have time for all that. I'm not fancy with the Zoom.
Yeah. All right, hey, what's your number? You drinking yet?
Yeah, number one.
Number one. He's at the one right now. Are you drinking the Sazerac rye?
No. What are we drinking?
What are we drinking?
Weller, yeah. We're drinking Weller.
Okay, we got the intros out of the way, everybody. Let me check in on the live stream real quick and see who is watching right now. I know we have some of our longtime listeners that have already tweeted over the last couple of weeks. Look at my shit here. And they're going to be joining us on the stream shortly. But first, I got Jay Klein.
I don't like it, Mr. Coach Klein. I don't like it one bit, Mr. Coach Klein.
Yeah, he's going to be here. He's actually going to join us in a little while. And when he does, you'll hear that again. Jeffrey Labory said he already ordered his Rogers Saints jersey.
Oh.
Matt Wayne, Wayno, I believe. Is that Wayno?
Yeah, that's Wayno, yeah.
So Wayno is going to be joining us later as well. He says, hey, guys, can't guard Matt, ready to partay. Josh Court, good evening, gents. Good evening to you, Josh. Todd Bourgeois, every time we go live, Todd's here. He says, let's go. I'm a two. Mac Jones, baby. Oh, I think the guys are going to have some stuff to say about that. Trevor Bruno,
gross.
In fact, did say, please, no. Michael Casey, evening, gents, and James. Gentlemen and James. I like it. I like this guy.
Is that like a new version of Jack Daniels, Gentleman James?
That's when you know him really well. let's see, AA Ron to Broncos. That's from Todd. So that's who's commented so far. Don't forget, everybody, if you are watching, you want to make a comment, make a comment. We'll check in with your comments. So I think we're ready to get into this stuff, and I hope you guys didn't finish talking about what you were going to talk about before we actually went live. So I'm going to kind of turn it over to you. What was the big topic of the big debate right before I told you all to shut the hell up so that we can get this thing started?
I think the last thing we were talking about is linebacker, and I don't know who the guy was. Was he another guest?
Are you talking about Darth Saint over here?
The charming ball headed guy.
Wait, good, but looking. That doesn't
narrow it down at all.
Come on. But
we got like eight of them.
We're talking about the linebackers. And I get the idea that maybe for a while we've only had one NFL quality linebacker, perhaps, but you can make the argument that Anzalone is a decent linebacker. He wasn't great, but the drop off, that means the people who would be linebacker, if we don't find someone else, would be not as good as Anzalone.
Greg Robertson?
So at some point, God forbid, if DeMario Davis gets injured, now you're talking about a drop off that's, I mean, it's hard to even think about. So I think that it's imperative, especially after what we saw when Alexander took over, that we find a guy that can play. You know what I'm saying? And there's some guys that can be had that are speed linebackers later in the draft in the second, third round. And I think it's an important position. So I don't think you can go into the season with just one linebacker that can play.
I think that's a fair statement.
Yeah. And look, my biggest issue is and look, with all the bluster coming out on Twitter the last few days, I just don't pay attention to it because a lot of it's just not real. And that's why I don't like mock drafts, because 90% of it's going to be wrong. Everybody knows the first pick, maybe the second pick. After that, like, who knows? The dominoes are going to fall. But to me, considering how many guys we had to drop for salary cap purposes, there are a lot of holes in this team. We got cornerback, you got linebacker, you got wide receiver, offensive line depth.
I think offensive line depth is fine because you re-signed Hurst. And he was your sixth guy last year.
I mean, I still think they might draft the guy later. But immediately, and we don't know what's going to happen with Lattimore. Shit, we probably need two quarterbacks.
And offensive line depth, I consider it a big problem because we have no tackles under contract for 2022. Hurstead and Ramczyk cannot both be re-signed, most likely. Ramczyk, if he's going to get $22, $23 million a year. So
no, they can re-sign.
Maybe it's not offensive line depth for next year. But you can't go draft a third-round left tackle and tell him to be your starter in 2022.
Ramczyk's cap figure is going to go down when he retires. Because right now it's at the fifth-year option level,
right, which
is somewhere around $10 million. I don't know the exact number.
Yeah,
but the second he re-signs, which they will re-sign him, that cap figure is going to drop down to like a million or 2 million.
Well, for 2021, but 2022 is the big problem.
Yeah, I have all the faith in Mickey to spread, you know, kick it down the road. The salary cap's going to jump back up with the new TV deals coming. So I'm.
So Tom Ensign joined us on the live stream. Ben from the Dome Patrol podcast says, I want the over on Jason's rant about the Saints to elect a dumb pick tonight.
Fuck all your mock drafts.
This is disgusting. Dude, this is awful. Again, like I said before, this is the beginning of the end of the Sean Payton, Mickey Loomis era.
Or the investment in
the future. They have fucked up this
it's
draft.
It's an investment in the future.
They fucked up this draft.
Listen, this week, that man was probably asleep. His mama woke him up talking about some white man named Mickey calling you.
this is bad. This is bad leadership. And you know what it is? It's knowing that they know whatever they do, they're never going to get fired. We're kind of fucked.
There'll
you
still
know
be
what?
Wide receivers in the second round that we could.
Okay,
take.
Look,
so we,
yeah,
still
okay,
they,
look,
we still need a quarterback. We still need a quarterback.
Yes, look, that's fine. We're going to draft. The problem is Payton and Loomis have so much power. They have nobody above them to say no.
It's Ireland.
Above them. Like they run that building.
It's
and
Ireland.
Look,
too,
if it works out, great. But if it doesn't, there's nobody to say nope. You need to be fired. Like
we're so signing Richard.
They're never
going
to fire these
2 days.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Why, and what's wrong with that?
A lot. If it doesn't work, like he,
not
he,
you, Jason, asking, James. If we saw, if we just did this with the defensive end, we grab Richard Sherman. I mean, and
no, I don't want Richard Sherman.
It's toast.
All right. Fuck Richard Sherman. He's old. He's done. That would be a classic Brandon Browner move.
He's not that bad.
Are you sure about that? How do you know?
Because playing against
Wesley had the stats. Wesley, what did Sherman do last year? He was actually pretty good, wasn't he?
Last year, he didn't let any. Games where he had over 80 yards receiving against him, but in 2019 he was the PFF defender of the year, like pass defender of the year.
Right, y'all hate just him.
A year and a
you
half
have
ago.
Personal hate against him, which just like you have against exactly. Jameis Winston. I mean, right. You're letting things cloud your objective judgment.
Yes, agreed. I don't like Richard Sherman. Don't want to be friends with him. But to say he's a bad football player is.
The problem with Richard Sherman is right. What year is the year that it's 1 year too exactly. Many, right? I
well,
mean,
but you got to take yes. That risk, right? You might. That's what maybe that's what the Saints are willing to risk. But the other thing, Heath, you said on the BS&B or pre-draft show about the idea, like, all right, if the Saints get to this point and they haven't traded up, and you talked about value picks, they might be looking at it like, look, we could reach for a cornerback, or like we could waste this pick on a cornerback that we feel like we could get. Just as good in the second round. Maybe that's what they feel like. Look, we got an edge rusher here. We can grab right now, and then we'll still get a difference maker.
He could have got. He could have gone start. In the second round. This edge rusher could have gone in the second round.
I would have
much rather taken
smarter than drafting a cornerback than getting the second round.
Yeah, like, I would have much rather. I would have much rather taken Terrence Marshall than this dude we just drafted.
No, I agree, Jeff. I think that's exactly what they're thinking. I just the argument comes in of whether. This guy could have been had later. I guess that's the point. Is
that was fucking awful,
right? Exactly. Like they can make good decisions. They can make awful decisions. There's nobody that they're accountable to. They run this. They run that building.
Here's one thing. Obviously, I won't say names because you don't want to. They drafted Marcus Davenport again.
No. So we doubled down in the same day that we guaranteed.
He'll
Davenport
be on in a minute.
A fifth year at $9.5 million, we turn around and pick another guy just like it.
He doesn't like it. Wow.
Wait, who would you have taken? Because everybody that you've named at the beginning of the draft has been taken. So
Jeremiah.
Jeremiah.
It's the cornerback from Northwestern. We needed a cornerback.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't feel like they need a cornerback as much.
Well, then they're stupid.
What if they shift CJ GJ over to cornerback and
let him play?
They're the big guy
space. Like on every play, that's what happens.
Wow.
Who is
Why you don't trust remember. You don't trust CJGJ to move over?
No. On top of that, I love where he's at. He does great in the nickel. Like, why I don't want to make that a weakness either.
Exactly, especially right.
With the new tight, especially with the new tight end. And,
yeah, right. Like, we need him to guard Kyle Pitts for two games.
There? We have got no solution.
Do you want me? Do you want me to read his PFF thing?
Go ahead, Scott. Please.
Even
do.
Though it was only four games this year, Turner was one of the biggest risers at the position. After not making much of an impact his first 2 years as a starter for the Cougars, he turned into a problem on the edge this season. Turner's combination of size, length, and bend made the job of opposing group of five tackles a nightmare. While the competition level and limited snaps this year will be held against him, Turner could easily be in the first group of five edge rushers off the board.
Hey, he was second team all ACC this year.
He was projected to go in the second round.
Yeah.
Well, it's second a good team. It's a good thing we just picked it. It's a good thing we picked up the option on two
first. Yeah. ESPN has him ranked as the 73rd overall.
Is that not Zach Bourne, Mark, too?
The Packers pick is in, Jeff, if you want to sound the alarm there.
We should have definitely taken Newsom. Fuck. What are we going to do at cornerback now?
Newsom was gone
okay,
already.
Okay, so somebody says
Newsom was PJ Jordan coming out of college.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm probably an 8.
You're a 9.
Huh? I'm a 9.
I am a 9.
Just remember, a few drafts ago,
I'm a 10. Now my drunk scale rating is a 3.
I have to tell you.
Wow.
Just remember, guys, a few drafts ago, everyone was saying Alvin who?
That's very
you
true.
You guys know what they're doing.
Fair point. Fair point.
What round was that in?
I never thought
what round was that in? Was that a first round pick? I don't
that
think
that was a first round pick. You're absolutely
it wasn't.
Right.
It wasn't.
I didn't think it was possible for me to go to anything worse than Pete and Ruiz.
The most.
I really wish we could have traded back.
So against the daunting offensive lines of Memphis, University of Central Florida, Navy, BYU, and Tulane, he had 5 sacks this
five season. 5 sacks. That's a
he's going to do great in the NFL.
Second team all AAC.
He fits right in to the Saints. I mean, he fits right in.
That's good. We need depth there.
You can't ever go wrong with defensive end, but it's like, shit, we got him, and we got Granderson that we're relying on a lot. It's like, we kind of need cornerback and wide receiver.
Linebacker.
Yes. Dave, I'm with you.
We can get a wide receiver as an unrestricted. We can get an unrestricted free agent wide receiver.
You know, I will say this. I am pretty close to being like, you know what? Peyton and Loomis, it may have passed them by. I might sound like an idiot, but I'm kind of like, you know what?
For whatever it's worth, Dane Brugler had him number 60 on his big board.
What number?
What?
60.
Jesus Christ.
We could have gotten in the second round.
Right? That's the problem. They fall in love with guys that
– Green Bay took Eric Stokes, cornerback from Georgia.
Yeah, I mean, like, the Saints fall in love with guys, and, like, you know what? Like, look, we – other than the 17 – like the 17 draft was great. It was all world. And yet, I feel like unless we can turn this draft into another 17 draft, we're –
Maybe they.
No, I hope Ben's here. Yeah.
Ben's on the show.
You didn't know. Your ass better call somebody.
You know who didn't? Mickey Loomis. That's terrible. I don't like this pick at all.
And we do know the Saints are big on the RAS, the relative athletic score. Nick Underhill just posted this guy did have over a 9.
He had a 9.
Which is pretty consistent for the Saints to always draft people that are super athletic and all that.
I can't wait for all of you to eat your words.
I can't wait for you to
but
eat your
not,
words, Jeff.
But we're not, Jeff. Right. Like, yeah, like we're not.
Jeremiah, this is two first all over again.
You know better.
We should have just taken Terrence Marshall. I'd have been much better with Terrence Marshall than this.
We needed a linebacker. There's one of the best linebackers in the draft. It has fallen down to 28.
Yeah, we got this guy in the second round.
Games are won and lost in the trenches. And maybe they want to show us.
No, games are won and lost in a good draft. Why do you think we were so good? Because our 17 draft was unreal.
Who's this guy going to start over that we have now?
Right,
he's going to start over.
Dude, I'm sorry. How many sacks did Cam Jordan have last year? What kind of a
he's going to start over Cam Jordan.
I'm not saying he's going to start over Cam Jordan, but I'm saying Cam Jordan's game's declining.
Your first round pick's a starter. You right. don't put someone on the bench unless it's a quarterback.
Maybe he's
nope.
Gonna
he's going to be on our bench this year. It's a stupid. It's a stupid pick. It's
an awful pick. Shitty pick. It is fucking awful.
Yeah, it's awful. Yeah. This is
Eric
an awful pick.
It's Eric Bledsoe of picks.
Yep, exactly. Yep, but, yeah, right, he's our
Chris Farmer on the live stream. A lot of people didn't like the Ramchek pick.
Okay, but that's a little different. I mean,
he was very at least different. Had tape and was a good offensive lineman.
Right.
And we already made a first round.
That's very lineman. Different.
We already made a first round pick before that.
Yeah, you're right.
That too.
Yeah. He was our second first round.
Yeah, Chris,
pick.
What the fuck?
And also, not that I like to quote Pro Football Talk, but they put out that there's multiple teams that had a fourth round grade on Peyton Turner.
This is awful.
I don't like quoting Pro Football Talk, but they're probably correct there.
This
is going to be the bonehead pick of the
I love
going to be the
PFF when they support my position.
Well, I mean, look, you remember
what
Bengals
Twitter is saying about us? Like, it's all the rest of the league laughing at the Saints right now.
Yes.
Yeah. Remember when I said earlier, if we traded up to 7, that was the beginning of the end of the Peyton Loomis regime? No, this draft pick is the beginning of the end of the Peyton Loomis.
Let's
nobody.
Do a quick look at him tweets. So
please.
Aiden Hodge says, are you serious? What a trash pick. A first round pick was just wasted by the Saints. Why not take Asante Samuel Jr.? Why not take a wide receiver? Why not take a defensive tackle? Why a defensive end? Horrible.
Why not take anybody but the guy they took?
Amar Zulovich, we better trade up early in the second round tomorrow and pick a corner.
Our two biggest needs, a wide receiver, three biggest needs, a wide receiver, a corner, and a linebacker are all still massive needs.
They're saying that grade of 90, terrible. Wes, that you were talking about with 4 starts. To get a grade of 90 on 4 starts, like they're saying it as though he did it with just 4 starts. He got a 90. Yeah, so you had 4 good games. What if played the other,
Well, it was also a group of 5.
Yeah, you walked away when I talked about who it was against. It was against Memphis, University of Central Florida, Tulane, and Navy, which don't have a single NFL offensive lineman probably between them.
How do we go from trading up in the draft to grabbing somebody we really need to take someone random? No diss meant to dude, but I promise there was not a single GM in the league that woke up today and said, Peyton Turner is going to change our franchise.
If they're drafting him because they feel like, well, Davenport's not the guy, well, you just picked up his option. Right, yeah, you just picked up his option and you drafted this dude. Like, the Saints are they're fucking incompetent right now.
You just signed
Jameson
Houston from Kansas City.
Yeah, we just signed Cashion. We have Branderson. Noah Spence, Jordan Davenport, stupid. Like, why do we do this?
Jameson Hilson
trade
on
back.
Twitter says,
trade
we're
back.
Setting ourselves
that's
up to
right.
draft Arch Manning, number one overall in 2026.
Trade back. You could trade back in the second round and get this dude at pick 50.
Right.
Trade back. This is disgusting.
The Athletic had him as the number 9 pass rusher with a second to third round grade.
Guys, hang on. Here's another thought. Could we see a trade up for Asante Samuel or Tyson Campbell?
Well, I mean, yeah, Asante Samuel, but none of that makes this go
right. Right. You could have just drafted him at 28.
Had nothing to say on him. They moved on to Green Bay straight away. It's like, oh yeah, okay, Green Bay next. It's like they don't know the guy
they didn't have any tape on him.
What have you got mixed up in?
I know this. You've been hinting at this for a little while, Jason, but it does also seem like everybody's talked about for the last since the offseason started is how respectful we are to the Saints front office and how good of decisions they've made in the draft, especially over the last several years. They make a bad pick, and it's like, all this shit. Like, know something. I don't know.
No. Yeah, here's the thing. The only reason why we're good right now is because the 17 draft was just unworldly, right? The 17 draft, we hit, and we were unworldly. Since that draft, the last 3 drafts have been very shitty at best, but the fact that they used the 17 draft, kind of we were able to get back – into a competitive mode. Think about it. We had 3 straight years of 7-9. We were shitty. We had the 17 draft. We got better. That one draft saved the franchise. But now that we're back here, the 18 draft, the 19 draft, the 20 draft, they sucked. And now this first pick of the 21 draft, it sucked. And you know what? nobody in the building is going to say
Ravens pick
is Mickey. Like, nobody's going to say to them, "Well, y'all suck, y'all." Like, they're never. That's the thing. Like, they're never going to get fired. They can make all the wrong decisions, and nothing's ever going to come out of it. And for the past 3 years, they have made wrong decisions.
This is the same front office that's just extended Pete.
Yeah,
signed
that too,
and then signed Ruiz.
Right.
And then two first round picks on Marcus Davenport.
Yep. Hang on. This is the same front office that's taken the Saints to the best regular season record in the past 3 years.
Thank you, bro.
4 years. Past
but,
4 years.
But,
you know what?
All of that was a 17 draft was unreal.
Y'all sound like the fan bases. Like, you sound like the Giants fan base or the Jets fan base right now or the Bears fan base.
Yeah, but both of those teams
don't like the pick, and so you just like shit all over the fucking organization.
It's like Jeff is an awful pick.
How do we lose? Jeff is an awful pick.
Right, but you act like your world just ended.
Well, yeah, it kind of did. This is Jeff. This is an awful pick.
Okay, this is getting a little bit ridiculous. Like,
you're spiraling. You're spiraling.
Yeah, Dave, yeah. I'm with you.
I think Jason's out of 10.
I am definitely 100%
Hey, fellas.
Dave, talk me off the ledge.
I don't like the pick. I think that we'll do some research. We'll find out. We could have got them later. We should have traded back. There's 100 things they could have done. But I think we are sounding a little bit crazy here with now all of a sudden it's the worst. Everything sucks. You know what? I get it. I get some, but you I think this brings into focus all the bad stuff that's ever happened. And I still maybe tomorrow I'll talk myself into it being a better pick. But having said that, let's focus on the bad pick and not how
you'll
the
definitely talk yourself into being a better pick.
Yes, yeah, look, I want to hear everything you have to say, Dave.
One thing I was talking about the RAS score. Since 1987, 1,361 defensive ends got an RAS score. He's got the 44th best RAS score since 1987. So I mean, there is something athletic about him, and if they've tested him and he's smart, that means they think that he can learn some stuff. But
the reasons I think the Saints struggled last year was, after Quan went down, we saw the massive drop-off at linebacker, and it was Quan's speed that came into it that really helped us in the back end of our defense, and then the explosion on offense of the lack of wide receivers. We could have addressed both those positions on that pick.
Yep.
By the way, for what it's worth, Brian Baldinger, who is a Saints fan, obviously he's always nice to the Saints. He likes the guy, says he has a wingspan of 7 feet. He loves football. He's a great kid.
That reminds me of Akeem Hicks.
Do you remember where Akeem Hicks played?
The Bucks pick is in, Jeff. Bucks pick is in.
All right, Jason, where did Akeem Hicks play?
In Canada.
Fuck Canada. Hey, fuck you, buddy.
Jason, you want a Darth Saint? He's here.
Oh, here he is. Max, let's hear what you've got
Max,
to say.
Please, what do you think about that? I'm not a fan.
I'm not a fan either.
Hey. Thank you. Right? This was terrible. Like, this was terrible.
I saw someone comp him to Marcus Davenport.
Oh my god!
Fucking terrible.
I mean, at least we didn't give up 2 firsts to get him. But still, it's like I don't get. Like, we needed a cornerback, receiver, whatever. We didn't need this dude.
No, I agree 100%. I don't like the pick.
And again, like I go back to, and I keep telling these guys, it's like, look, Peyton and Loomis have 100% control of that building, and nobody tells them. Nobody ever tells them no. Like, they have the run of the mill. Whether they make a good decision or a bad decision doesn't matter.
I mean, I would hope Jeff Ireland.
We just finished talking about not allowing yourself to spiral out of control, Jason. You might not agree with the pick, but it doesn't mean that the entire Saints organization is burning to ashes.
No, it's definitely burning to ashes. I'm done.
Oh, my God. Oh, you're done. You canceling these season tickets?
Jason's out of 15, man.
Right?
Look, I'm definitely out of
context.
I'm happy to get Darsen on here because he kind of knows where I'm coming from.
Right, but don't say the we're done. It's over. No, Drew Brees is gone. Shut the lights off, everybody. The Saints is done.
But no, here's the thing.
San Antonio.
Move him to San Antonio.
You're Randy Quaid in Major League right now. All I'm saying is, look, we had needs.
We suck again.
You know, it's like, look, we could have taken Terrence Marshall, it fits. Look, we weren't going to get our cornerback now, which we definitely need a cornerback. We definitely need a linebacker. We didn't.
Joe Tryon from Washington, linebacker, went to the Bucs.
We just picked up two first.
There's your linebacker.
We just picked up two first option. We also have Granderson. I get it that Cam Jordan's probably on his last legs, but we needed other spots. We could have taken Terrence Marshall. We could have traded back or done whatever. It's like, to draft this
even if we were going to pick defensive end, we could have picked a more proven player. I mean, this guy's not even at the top of the defensive end list.
Did you not listen to everything Wes has been saying, though?
I did.
And that doesn't make a difference?
No.
Okay.
Central Michigan, Tulane, and whatever. Makes no difference to me.
I mean, again, it's the problem of us falling in the Saints fall in love with the player.
It could have sucked against him too.
To draft him, if this is the guy we wanted, clearly nobody else wanted him. We got to trade it back and got him at 45.
He's the anti-Trey Hendrickson. His 84-inch wingspan is the largest since 1999.
Oh, my God.
So, Jason, I was reading
this does sound like a Sean Payton
flying up draft boards all day, and Schefter tweeted something that he might sneak into the first round. But, I mean, look, the guy was the ninth-rated defensive end on Dutillier's board. He's like a second-round, third-round pick on most projections. I don't like the pick.
Right. Like I said, the Saints fall in love with the guy. They go all in.
And look, I'm going to say this. Look at the draft last year. It looks like trash.
The Davenport draft alone
set us back a year.
Right. The only reason why we're still good now is because 17's draft was so good. But the 18, 19, the fact that we threw four picks just to get Troutman, it's like, all right, I might like Troutman, but you just wasted four picks to get him.
Cam Jordan tweeted they love the intangibles.
Yeah,
well, the guy is huge. He's 6'6" with a huge wingspan. He's going to get up and back some passes down.
They love the intangibles.
That's what Cam Jordan tweeted. They love the intangibles.
Yeah. Oh, okay. But the wingspan to Vincent's point.
I was just going to say he's 6'6", and they mentioned the wingspan. I mean, if he's like a developmental guy that they just saw something special in, you know, and then he can be like a J.J. Watt type jumping up and swatting passes down all over the place. I mean, who knows?
We're drafting cornerbacks and wide receivers the rest of the way.
Matt Moscona tweeted, when the guy you picked wasn't invited to the draft, nor did he have a camera crew at his house, you probably reached a smidge.
Yeah, we fucked up.
Whenever they are making their decisions, they are thinking on a different level than everybody else. That doesn't make him right. It doesn't make him right. I'm not advocating that it makes him right.
Okay.
But they're clearly seeing something that nobody else is seeing. So it's either going to make them fucking geniuses or it's going to make them goats, right?
I'm going to go ahead to the goat category.
Don't chicken little on us, Jason.
I can't say it. I'm not crazy about this pick yet. I don't know anything about the guy. I mean, the athletic stuff's cool, but I don't know how he plays football. And again, I'm not real big on what happened with Davenport, but to say that Davenport tanked the team when we've had more wins than any team in the NFL since Davenport was drafted is a stretch for me to agree with. I agree that I don't like the Davenport pick. I agree that I don't like this one. Those two things equaling that Davenport tanked the organization.
It was the 2017 draft. The 2017 draft is why the Saints are where they're at now.
But do you not hear what he's saying?
In the 18-19 draft, subpar.
Ever. Wherever the best winning percentage.
Yeah, but how many Super Bowls do we have?
Thank you. Well, doesn't team, matter if you don't do shit argument. In the playoffs. One
team hey, winning in the regular Bowl. Season doesn't
dude,
mean
the
shit,
Super
guys.
Bowl, the not winning one the Super Bowl the is Super
not I mean, look, draft clearly, goal. Clearly,
not winning the
clearly
Super Bowl
we won
is not the draft.
Clearly, we should have won 18.
Anyone ever saying Super Bowl of us is just crazy. One team wins the Super Bowl.
Right.
And it's generally not the team that's the best team at the halfway point of the season.
Right. I mean, we got fucked in 18, clearly. We got fucked in 18.
Yeah.
I agree.
We did, but at the same point, having the best record in the regular season, yeah, that's okay, but it doesn't get you a title.
It gets you a ticket to the dance, right. But it gets you a ticket to the dance. And I'm sorry.
So you're satisfied with a participation medal?
You got to get there first. Yeah, but Max, you're suggesting that bad draft decisions are why we lost those playoff games. And that is not the reason why we lost any of those playoff games.
We wasted two first-round picks on Marcus Davenport.
That's not why we lost the playoff games.
We had no
but that's why we didn't get back in 19 team. And 20.
Every game is a whole new thing.
We made the playoffs in 19.
We have one more than we
Yeah, but we didn't win.
But that's not McDavenport's fault.
But it might be. We wasted two first round picks.
No, it's not. You can't advocate a might be. It's not. There's a fact. We watched the game.
If you don't make that trade for Davenport, there's another first round player on our team.
On the team.
And we probably would not have had Davenport.
Yep.
Well, the Packers. It's at least fair
to ask the question, would we be better off if we had not spent the two picks on Davenport? I think that's a legitimate question.
Right. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And we'd be the best team in football over the last 3 years, like we are.
Right.
We're not going to have playoff games.
Every single game is an individual competition. It's not a what did we do for the entire season.
We're not the best team in football.
We have one more game.
Suggesting that Davenport was the reason everything failed for the last several years.
No, we're not saying for that.
Is the greatest we're not saying for the last several years.
Hang on. You've got to remember. We played the NFC South. They've been crap the last few years. We've swept the division. They are shit. That's why our record has been so good.
No, Ben, not right.
But they won the.
Right.
Tampa won the Super Bowl.
Not right.
And if we're going to
we swept them.
If we're going to play that to the
doesn't hill, matter if we lost them in the playoffs.
An aging quarterback who can't throw the ball more than 12 yards downfield most of the time, and we've played 8 games without him with backup quarterbacks who shouldn't even maybe be in the NFL. So I mean.
Who shouldn't be in the NFL?
Teddy Bridgewater and Taysom Hill should not be starting games at quarterback in the NFL.
That's different than being in the NFL.
We've gone 8-1 with them. So saying that we haven't built great teams is just crazy. Like Drew Brees wasn't carrying us the last 3 years.
The fact that we won some of the most games in the NFL does not negate the question about whether or not we'd have been yet better off if you had not spent 2 picks on Marcus Davenport.
Yeah. The Packers took Jair Alexander with the pick that we gave them for Davenport, right? Do you not think we'd be better off with Lattimore and Jair Alexander as cornerbacks?
We wouldn't be looking for a cornerback right now.
This goes back. This is almost as crazy as saying, if we had drafted Deshaun Watson instead of Lattimore and we had forced Drew Brees to retire? Like, it's just going into crazy town. You can't examine every single draft and go, well, there's a player picked at 72 that we could have gotten at 45. No.
Yeah, but you can examine the draft where we wasted 2 first round picks on a fucking guy from Texas El Paso.
I guess if we get a time machine, we can do that. But I mean,
that's what we do. You can examine every draft over the last 5 years and pinpoint where they messed up. And Davenport was a huge fuck up.
The biggest
colossal
mess up,
fuck up.
The biggest
you have
mess
two
up we
first
had
round
was
starters.
Yeah, the biggest mess up we had was not going up one space to draft Patrick Mahomes instead of Marshawn Lattimore.
I can't get there either because I think that even if Patrick, I think if they're both available, we take Lattimore.
They were going to take Mahomes.
Yeah, we were definitely going to take Mahomes. I get it. Like, look, our defense definitely needed Lattimore, but we definitely if we were going to take Mahomes, we would take Mahomes. But that goes back to the fact that who the fuck's leaking bullshit? Like, if stuff keeps getting leaked and it's actually legit, then our organization is fucking bullshit. You can't leak shit that can determine whether or not you miss out on a guy like Mahomes. Like, that's just bullshit.
But also, Jason, the leaks today where everyone's been saying the Saints have been working hard to get in the top 10 or trade up to get a corner. So it obviously proves that the front office failed today because they didn't manage
all these bullshit rumors, like whenever all this other shit has come out, I don't believe any of the bullshit. It's all bullshit. Remember when Mac Jones was supposed to go third? Yeah, he didn't. It's all bullshit. It's all smoke screens. Okay. I don't believe anything when it comes to
everything's clickbait. Everything's right.
I don't believe anything that comes up to the draft. It's all bullshit. And everybody got all worked up. It's like, oh well, Mac Jones is going to go three. Then this guy goes this. So this mock draft says this. This mock.
We can't sit here in two arguments in a row saying the Saints were really stupid because they spent two firsts on Marcus Davenport, and then complain the Saints are stupid because they didn't trade up to the top 10 today.
I'm so happy that they didn't trade up. I didn't know what them to trade up. They should have picked Terrence Marshall at 28.
You reckon Loomis and Peyton will come out and say, yeah, this guy was number one on our board the whole time?
Of course. That's what they do. Yeah, that's what they do.
You don't.
Hey, for what it's worth, too, Brent Coleman, who's got he does the film room on YouTube, has 60,000 followers. He, a few days ago, Peyton Turner reminds me of Cam Jordan, both in dimensions and film. He played between 270 and 280 like Cam does, has 35-inch arms, sets a great edge with that length, and has unreal hips for that size to flatten and finish. He's a top 20 pick, in my opinion.
Jeremiah did not get picked in the first round.
Yeah, we're not going to pick another edge rusher, though, are we?
No, he's a linebacker.
I mean, look.
Yeah, we have three third-round picks and the second tomorrow. There's no way in hell they pick four players.
Right? Yeah, you're right.
You're going to see them pick two players.
So then you're going to grab the linebacker or a cornerback.
we need cornerbacks.
We need a corner and a wide receiver.
I have a feeling they're going to pick a tight end.
There's some really good wide receivers left.
Yeah.
And corners. Yeah. Like, I love Asante Samuel from Florida State.
Yeah.
Well, that's what some people would say. He's still out there, right? I don't understand why we didn't grab him.
We could have just taken him at 28.
Well, there's an article that Nick Underhill put out. And he was talking about how the Saints, they have a profile, like a minimum threshold of height, weight, speed, all of that stuff.
Yeah, he's doing his press conference right now.
And they were showing that this Peyton Turner guy
is doing his press conference right now.
Peyton Turner fits the profile to a T.
Peyton says he's got a lot of energy. He's got a lot of traits that we value. He's a high energy player. His prototype, his size, you couldn't help but notice the makeup was
he's
good.
Talking right now.
He was someone, but you're never certain that a player is going to be available, and we weren't with this player. Man, he's got a lot of things, a lot of traits that we value.
Of course.
He was a high energy player. He's prototype, his size.
She looks so right.
We really
Miss Jericho looks so ready to be done.
That you couldn't help but notice the makeup was good. And you know, you don't go into a draft necessarily sometimes saying, hey, this was a position. You're really paying attention to the talent. And what I mean by that is it might not have appeared to have been a player at a position we would want, but there were too many things that we felt gave this guy a lot of chances to be successful in our league. And so
that's what Peyton does.
It's the matrix to them. They're just basing it strictly on math.
There are a lot of good players on the board still, and we were fortunate to get one.
So
apparently this guy got COVID last year. That's part of the reason why.
Great. Which definitely makes him a first-round grade.
He's got the antibodies now, so he should be good for a while. So, Jeff, you like the pick?
I don't know enough. I'm going to have to believe that, like, from what Wes has read, I understand why. I'm not saying I agree with it. I'm not saying it's a good pick. I'm not saying they could have got him later. What I'm saying, though, is you can't say for a fact that he's going to fail. He may actually be good, and he may actually turn out to be a great, good player for this team. From what Wes has read from all these other sources, there's indications, and they're rolling the dice with the first pick. That's ballsy. But at the end of the day, traditionally, the Saints usually do better. Like, the players that they draft in the later rounds are the players that make the difference on this team anyway. Undrafted
really,
players make a better difference on this team than the first round. Their first round pick.
This isn't a later round.
I understand that. But the first round picks for the Saints are not their strength.
It's a reach.
It's definitely a reach.
Look, just because the Saints are traditionally not good first round pickers, don't fucking punt on it and reach for a second or third round guy.
Maybe they're using the same.
Keep taking your swing.
Right. Maybe they're looking at it and saying, like, hey, why don't we use the same formula?
Well, no. I mean, I'm not
later round guys for a first round guy.
And I mean, I got
the other shit didn't work.
I mean, look, I mean, God forbid, I know it's easy. You need a partner to
I'm
do
not
it.
Agreeing. Like, I'm not saying I'm agreeing.
But it's like fucking, could you try to trade back? I mean, obviously, you need a partner to trade with you to trade back. So I would hope they would have attempted to trade back.
Look, Jason, here's the deal. None of us know if this guy's good. Because not one of us has fucking watched a Houston Cougars.
Nothing. I have definitely not.
Max,
you're right.
Max, no one in the world knows if this guy is good.
I'll tell you who I want to get in round two. The receiver from Purdue.
Yes, Rondale Moore. Love
yeah, that's the guy. I want him. I want him.
I want him or Dwayne Eskridge, the wide receiver from Western Michigan.
Right. Like I would like if we have to trade up to get the wide receiver from Purdue, like I'm good.
Yeah.
I'd rather have Eskridge than Rondale Moore.
To me, Moore is gonna be the best guy on the field. I know he's short.
He's stocky, dude. He's fast and explosive.
Right. But that guy is a playmaker in Sean Payton's offense.
I agree 110%.
Yeah, that's the guy I want on our team.
You know who I want on day three? Louisiana's own Puka Williams.
Ooh, gimme. Gimme.
Gimme him in like the fifth round.
Yep, gimme.
What about Cox?
But now
Cox. He's good.
I do, so you draft this guy now. It's like, dude, we need a bunch of quarterbacks now.
Well, I think there's a good chance they sign Richard Sherman. I think.
Oh my god.
We were
Come
talking
on, no.
about that earlier.
No, I mean
I don't think there's any doubt at this point, to be honest with you.
But I mean he's done, right? Like he's done.
Well,
not really. Not he was an all pro 2 years ago.
I mean, but would
you rather Patrick Robinson?
I mean, to me,
an honest question: would you rather Patrick Robinson starting
for the three or four games he'll stay healthy?
Right. I just to me, Richard Sherman's a new Brandon Brown. Like he's done. He's going to grab ass, and they're not going to give us the benefit of the doubt because they're in the
world. I mean, show him some respect. He's a Hall of Famer. He's better than Brandon Brown.
Right. He is. But to me, his career is over. Like he's done.
I don't think he's done yet.
No, I think he's spent.
Dude, I would rather him than Patrick fucking Robinson.
Okay, well, I would rather draft a 20-year-old over both of these two guys.
Peyton was just saying how there was a big group of people, like from pick 25 to 40, that on their big board that they had them kind of all grouped together, and 25 to 40 was really close. They said Peyton Turner was clearly above that. What they rated
as
players. So he
can
thinks
tell you how much
level than those. That
I mean,
late,
like,
that
I hope. Yeah, I hope.
Wes, can I tell you how much I love that all this time you pop in with every like just little this Peyton Turner pro in the a notch in the pro column. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's given me hope because, like, I mean, I get it. Like, look, the realist in me, I know Jason, Max, Scott, Jane, everybody who says I hate this pick, it's bad. I know you're right, but I'm choosing to listen.
You
to
want
Wes.
To? You got to do what? You got to believe.
I'm
rap with the rap over here.
Choosing to listen to Wes because the same way, like I believe in Jameis, I believe in. I want to believe. I'm sorry, like
believe a lot more in Jameis than I believe in.
I have waited. I have waited years. To reach this post Drew Brees Saints era, I haven't looked forward to it, but I have waited and wondered what it's going to be like. And you know what? Like I'm tired of the one thing about the Drew Brees. It was like a good thing and a bad thing at the same time. What do you call that? It's like a double edged sword or something.
Yeah.
Where like because we have Drew Brees, if you don't win the Super Bowl, you failed. That's it. Super Bowl or bust. At this point, like you know what? Here's a guy. You know, hey. Hope it works. I like this feeling.
Yeah. His name is called Jameis Winston.
It's a little nostalgic.
Not the guy that we draft.
It's a little nostalgic. Fail on. You know, like this is back in the day, you know, when we were Saints fans before Drew Brees.
Oh, my God. Please don't bring us back to the Billy Joe era. It was.
I'm not saying
we were desperate.
It's not that. It's the years of the no defense era. You're going to have an offense.
7-9, baby. 7-9.
Look, here's the deal. I don't know if it was a good pick, if it was a bad pick. I personally don't like the pick, but I'm not going to sit here and say it was a bad pick because Davenport is trash. So we could use another pass rusher. But just because I'm saying I don't like the pick doesn't mean I'm saying it's a bad pick.
Right.
And
I can see this kid be in 2 years
you know, being a 12 sack guy. I could see it.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I don't like the pick right now.
Yeah. And in 2 years, you will either say, you will be able to say bad pick.
Well, and also, like, as much as I don't like the pick, like, maybe, look, we need to see what happens in rounds 2 and 3 when we've got currently, what, four, you know, a second round pick, a couple of third round picks. Let me say this.
And this is going to come off as pro Turner, but how many of you guys, when we picked Ramchek in the first round, who was excited?
Yeah.
The farmer said this earlier, right? But he was our second first round pick.
No, right. You're right. Think about, like, I would have much rather.
My point is, who was right.
I would have much rather the douchebag from 49ers who got arrested.
Right. Right. But you know what? We probably all wanted Reuben Foster.
Yeah.
And would have been more excited about it. Right. Like, Ramchek got picked, and everyone's like, wait, what? A fucking offensive tackle from Wisconsin?
Yeah.
And then he's an all pro 2 years later. So,
yeah.
Well, yeah. Again, he was a legit prospect. I mean,
yeah. I mean, how much film was on him? I mean, he was playing at Wisconsin against.
I mean, he was good. But it wasn't what we thought the Saints.
Nobody has films on this guy.
it also wasn't what, like, we thought the Saints needed the defensive end. That's why we wanted Foster over Ramchek. Ramchek we knew was going to be decent, but we thought, well, we needed the defensive end. We need to fix the defense.
So, I mean, look, this pick will probably end up being a good pick, you know, 2 or 3 years down the road. That doesn't mean I have to like it right now. But again, I'm not saying it's a bad pick. I have no fucking idea because I've never watched. I haven't watched a Houston Cougars game in 3 years.
Your take is that's it, right? That's what I've been trying to appeal to for everybody else who's been Doomsday, Jason. Is,
hey,
you don't have to like. Well, look, the pick.
Jason's going
to
be Doomsday about it. I mean, I, that's just the way it is.
But our 2017 draft has given us the best record in the NFL in the past.
Right,
four.
Right, okay, yeah, right. That was a year of drafts. We fucked
the
up
Patriots
18. We fucked up 19. We fucked up
20 years.
All I'm saying, like, if we fuck up this draft again, it's not going to matter because Peyton and Loomis, they're not getting fired. No matter what we do, they're not getting fired.
But we've only had one pick in this draft so far.
Yeah, I think that this draft.
What you're saying is let's wait and see what happens in the next 2 days before
I hope it works. I'm just looking at the 18, 19, 20 drafts. Leave a lot to be desired.
That a lot farther, James. Like, I mean, yes, the next couple of days of the draft, but the season doesn't start for 6 more months.
Exactly,
I agree.
You can't judge the 2021 season on the first pick of the draft.
I agree.
So Peyton Turner might turn out to be a brilliant draft pick.
Maybe
I hope he does.
But even beyond that, let's say that we have none of the people that we draft in the next 3 days are ever a starter in the NFL. We could still go 15-2 in this season, and that doesn't just because we did a bad draft doesn't mean.
But there's a lot more
to putting a team together than the first pick of the draft.
Right. Okay. It does, but if we fail in this draft, to me, I feel like there's no way that we go.
But you just told me we failed the last three drafts, and we still are winning more games than every team in the NFL.
But that's not going to hold up forever.
Well, no. That's how good the 17 draft was. We're pretty good at failing at the draft
and still building a winning team.
Oh, that's how good the 17 draft was. Like, you could, if one draft is that good and you have a quarterback like Breeze,
you sound like the guy who says every draft has to be a Hall of Fame draft or it's a failure.
I'm not saying it all does, but you can't fail multiple drafts in a row, and we might do that.
Come out. That's the biggest point. What Jason just said is the biggest point because they have failed in like three straight drafts. That's huge. It's fucking up our depth, man.
I mean, look, that's the reason we went 7-9 for four straight years because our drafts from 13, 14, 15, 16 were fucking god-awful.
Those were failures. You're saying these were failures, but, like, we've had injuries, and these depth guys have stepped up.
Well, because that's how good the 17 draft was.
Draft produced enough players to step up. And
yes, the 17 draft was like the 06 draft. Those drafts were so good, they could overcome the shortcomings of our 07, our 08, and our 09 drafts.
Name a team that nails the draft every year.
Okay, I'm not saying that's the case. All I'm saying is
New England?
Those drafts were so good they overcame the shortcomings from the 7, 8, 9 drafts, the 18, 19, and 20 drafts. But now that we have to overcome that, and That's why I didn't like trading up to seven. They just throw away fucking picks.
But Sean Payton and Mickey Loomis are ruining this franchise because they're not drafting Hall of Fame drafts every year.
The reality is they're not good drafters. They've had
three
good drafts, and they happen to be great drafts.
They fall in love with players.
That
and formula
throw away
seems draft
to work
like,
for me.
We threw away four draft picks last year just to draft up to take Rubik Fish. Look, he might be good. We also wasted fucking three or four picks just to get up and draft him. That was so fucking stupid. We could have used those extra three picks. You threw away draft picks. You just threw them away.
Yeah,
like,
and
fuck
look,
draft picks.
That's really hurt.
You guys
know
the Twitter account Saints Wire, I think it is? John Sigler?
Yeah.
He's
been on the show.
We had him on the show.
He wrote a breakdown of every Saints draft over, like, the last 10 years, and he did a detailed article on each one. And dude, go look at it. It is fucking heinous.
Yeah, it's awful. It's awful.
Like, everyone team in the NFL says, if you look at it in a 10-year window like that.
Right, it is, but that's why you need more attempts at the crapshoot. And we throw away picks. We gave away three picks last year just to draft Troutman. I would have liked to have these extra three picks.
Jason hit the nail on the head. You
need extra chances because the draft is a crapshoot. I'd rather have seven chances than four chances.
Right.
Yeah, look, the draft is a lottery. How do you give yourself a better chance to win the lottery?
Buy more tickets.
Yeah. Right.
How do you
buy
give
more
yourself
tickets.
A better chance right. to draft? More draft picks.
Right. So you should be more mad. So you should be more mad at the Troutman deal last year than you are at the pick this year.
Well, I'm mad at the way the Saints attempt the draft. If it wasn't for the 17th draft being so good, we would have been fucked.
So let's wait and see what we do over the next couple of days before we nail this.
Oh,
draft
absolutely. Absolutely. You're spot on.
You're
like,
right.
No one can. We can't judge the draft based on this pick. Like, for all we know, tomorrow they go get Asante Samuel. They go get Rondale Moore.
Right.
Only
so
Brittany.
Listen, this pick. I was shocked. What is this? I've never heard of this guy.
Right.
But the way that these guys draft, the way that Loomis and Payton draft is, if there's a position in the draft that's short, they'll go a little bit heavier on that side. And I'm not saying that I agree with that or that it's necessarily going to work out in this situation, but I think that must have played a factor in this, that DE was a position where there was
like
not
a, shallow...
a lot of.
Right. Yeah. And it did definitely seem like this position was very,
that
very short. In
could
the draft.
Be, that could be the missing link that everybody's been missing.
Yeah, that's actually a really good point because defensive end was very weak in this draft.
Yeah, it was weak.
If they think that he's one of the top DEs, then great. And I listened to his interview there. He seems like a good guy, so maybe that means he's a incredible DE. I don't know. For what my money's worth, there's a lot of DEs out there that aren't very good guys. So I don't think that holds very much water. I don't know if I like the pick, but I. And you know what? I think Peyton would say, I didn't hear him say this, but that the draft isn't just one day. You know, the draft goes on. So I'm sure that they're going to make a bunch of other probably good picks at positions that have great players at other rounds. Yeah, positions of need.
This draft pick means like, yeah, we'll have Cam Jordan this year. But after this year, Cam Jordan's out.
That's what I'm thinking, honestly.
It could be.
Dude, he's already out, man. He's podcasting. He's a full-time podcaster.
Yeah, I mean, his play, as much as we
dude,
love him. Like,
Cam Jordan
disappeared. Like, his play's done.
Disappeared
yeah, his play's done.
Last year.
He's been your guy.
And the Saints may have recognized that. And I think, really, Jerrica, that's like, that point convinces me that's got to be what it is for them, right? With that, it's a shallow pool of defensive ends, and it's better to grab the guy at the top of that list on the shallow pool. You know, it's just like a fantasy draft strategy, right?
At least they didn't have to give up two first to get this guy.
Right, and you didn't have to give up anything for him. And so the next round, you're going to get a starter who's, you know, and I mean, at the end of the day, like, in the because it's a crapshoot, everybody in that first round, second round, I mean, it's coaching, going back to it, coaching matters, character matters. And if you're saying that this guy comes off as like a character guy, that's a locker room. That's huge.
So Cam Jordan was on a live stream with Yahoo tonight, I think. Apparently, when the pick was made, he was
really scrambling to come up with things to say about.
I'm sure he thought we'd take
everybody.
He's
never heard of the guy.
Never heard of the guy.
This is all we have for you right now. We're going to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and telling all of your friends about the Dome Patrol United Network podcast, where you only have to subscribe to one feed to receive multiple podcasts, including the 2-Point Conversion Instant Reaction Show that happens on Sunday nights after every Saints game during the regular season, the Dome Patrol podcast, that's the main flagship show, the BS and Beer Saints podcast, the Pelican Plunge podcast, the Premier League podcast, Taking the Over with Billy Gunn, and the Tiger's Den. Follow each show
that nobody listens to.
Apparently not. Follow each show on Twitter at Dome Patrol PCast, at Dome Patrol UK, at BS and Beer Media, at Taking the Over, and at Tiger_podcast if you listen to it. Follow us on Facebook for live streams like this one. Just search for Dome Patrol Podcast, and if you want to listen to us the old-fashioned way, go to DomePatrolPodcast.com. Say bye-bye, donkeys.
Bye-bye, Tiger's Den donkeys. Good night, New Dad Nation. Roll marching, roll marching, roll.